Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all, too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we mourn the loss of American cheese, Corey lists his demands for his ideal seven-layer dip, we debate the pros and cons of winning the Mega Millions, and Queen Jackie calls in to share her recipe for better than sex. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Oh, hello. Corey, I see in the notes you have, it says five words, putting weed in your ass. Can you elaborate?
Well, you know, they said the new way to do weed, right up your butthole.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't you remember when we were in college and people were like, oh, the new thing is putting a vodka-soaked tampon up your butt?
Yeah, I've got one in right now.
Well, you have two in, first of all. I can see both strings. No. Looks like a little kite's tail.
No. What in tarnation? No.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You put the whole nugget in, or do you grind it first?
Well,
no.
Well, I mean, I read the article. It was literally...
Wait, do you put the joint in and then breathe in and you light it? Or what's up?
Yeah, breathe. You got it. It's like a reverse fart.
I'm doing it right now.
You gotta really.
You feel like the air pressure in the room's gotten a little bit tighter.
Yeah,
because I just took some air in.
Whenever I like tell people these articles and stuff that I read, they're always like, "That can't be real." And I'm always like, "No, I saw it on Forbes," but it's very rarely Forbes. Is the only magazine or like reliable source I can.
Oh, you know what I saw on Bloomberg?
Bloomberg.
Millennials killed American cheese,
bitch. I saw that also.
Well, what are we to do?
Millennials killed everything.
Well.
Chili's.
Did you know the oldest millennials are like 39? The youngest millennials are graduating from college.
Jesus, I don't know. But
it's like,
people
don't know what a millennial is anymore.
When the fuck is the next one coming? When can we start blaming other people?
I always blame the children.
If I have to hear about millennials one more time. I'm not even one of them.
You know what? Fuck a baby boomer, would you?
I'm glad you said boomer at the end of that. Because, baby, I got nervous.
Well, you know.
Fuck a baby boomer. You're well, right.
There was no comma. I'm not talking to boomer. No.
My nickname was boomer for
no,
a second.
No, ma'am, Pam. No. No, no, sirree.
Fuck a baby boomer. I wouldn't. Again.
You
I
have.
Think I have fucked
yes,
a baby.
Yes, you have.
What's the age of a baby boomer right now? Let me look.
Baby boomers are at least 45.
Well, then definitely.
I think.
Definitely have. Oh, wait.
Do you ever listen to Howard Stern?
No.
Okay. So, you know how Nick loves Howard Stern. He always puts it on in the car. Blah, 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 blah. Are you listening?
Yeah.
This only really works if you know who Howard Stern is. If you listen to it, you know that he's got this woman on the show with him.
Is her name Patty?
Her name's Robin.
With a Y or I?
And she always talks like this.
Cool Robin. You sound it, fun.
No, it's just her voice. And then she like this.
Okay. And then what does she do?
Well, I was just thinking that. Well, why don't we have a fun voice?
Bitch, my voice couldn't be more fun.
Prove it.
No.
Are you being Mr. Frog?
Bug.
Mr. Bug.
Wait, oh my God. The other day we were talking. Where were we? It was at this like wedding a few weeks ago. And I said something about Mr. Bug. And everyone goes, what? And I go, I've never told y'all about Mr. Bug. And they all go, you're making this right up on the spot. And our friend Zach swoops in and goes, no, I know all about Mr. Bug. He's got a hat. He tips it.
Thank God somebody
and
confirmed.
I thought, thank God for Zach. Yeah. He really just saved the day. Mr. Bug.
Okay.
He said there's a whole bunch of them, like Lord Bug, Dr. Bug.
It's like Ladybug.
Yeah.
Mr. Bug.
Mr. Bug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, where did that come from? Camp.
Our fun voices.
Oh, no, it came from camp. Our summer camp.
Camp 17.
Camp.
Didn't make it to Camp 18.
Anywho.
Not a tag and drag.
Would you, if you were a witch that just got kicked by a dog and you had one last spell to spell,
yeah,
would you conjure back the life of American cheese killed by a millennial?
I think twice now I've heard you say conjure. I think it's pronounced conjure.
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 No.
Have you never seen The Conjuring?
No.
Conjuring 2.
Conjure.
Annabelle? Annabelle 2?
No, I don't watch those flicks.
You don't know none of them?
None of them.
Whoa.
I saw somebody recently list...
What did you do all Halloween season?
Hey, real quick, shut the fuck up. I saw somebody list Scream 1, 2, and 3 as their favorite screams.
But not 4?
I literally said, this is purposely excluding 4.
Wow.
And 4 is the second best scream.
A true bully. I would co-sign that.
It goes 1, 4, 2, 3. You're welcome.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Did you see the new Halloween?
I did.
Neither did I.
Let me tell you.
Was the real villain the Activia?
The real villain was the terrible person.
Leatherface.
Who decided...
Is its name Leatherface?
No, his name's Michael Myers.
Who's Leatherface?
Leatherface is some guy with a leather face.
Did you know Tan Mom is a staple on the Howard Stern show?
Does she talk like this?
No. She calls in anytime she's got some drama. Howard Stern was telling a story. I'm really here to talk about Howard Stern.
You love Howard Stern.
I resisted, and then I loved.
And then you leaned in.
I leaned in. Howard Stern was going off about how he was out to dinner with Jimmy Kimmel the other day, which I said, okay, we get it. And Jimmy Kimmel was taking pictures of everyone on the way to the bathroom. And then Howard Stern went to the bathroom.
Taking pictures with people?
Well, people in line for the bathroom were like, hey, can we take a selfie?
Yeah, okay, I hear
and
you.
Then when Howard Stern went to the line, they were all like, Jimmy told us not to ask you for a picture because you'd be annoyed, but can we get a picture? Or because we'd be bothering you. And then he goes, well, you are bothering me by asking me.
Yeah.
And then they said,
I'm
no.
Howard Stern.
I know. I thought, you know what? Good for Howard Stern. Put his foot down. Boundaries.
Wow.
And I love that he told it to his whole audience because then it's like, oh, well then, bam, 2 million people now know. Don't ask for Howard Stern for a picture. Just say hi and move on. Somebody asked Will Ferrell for a picture right next to me at the gym. And he literally...
At the gym.
Him and I were both on the treadmill. He was watching football. I was watching the
The Ring.
The Real.
Scream 4.
Anyway, a man comes up and asks him for a picture while he's running on the treadmill. And I thought, you heathen.
Did he do it?
No.
Oh, thank God.
He kind of waved his hand and pointed at the TV as if, like, I'm busy watching TV.
I would have waved my middle finger and pointed at the TV with it.
I was like, people really have no respect.
I was catching Pokemon kind of near my neighborhood and walking to get groceries. And some girl stopped and goes... Oh my God, are you Corey? And I was wearing a fucking Tyler Oakley merch shirt. And I thought, there's no way to get out of this. I mean, I'm just kidding.
I'm in cosplay.
No, I was actually very surprised and caught off guard. And I was like, yeah, hey, it me. And she was all, we met at VidCon. And I was like, hi again.
What's your name?
It was not a typical name. Hmm. It was like Barley.
Barley,
if you're listening, I'm so sorry to do that to you, but it was something like that. Rayleigh, Barley, maybe just Bailey.
Like a name on that chalkboard that's crossed off by that white woman. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where she's like Mikaela, Miskillera, Labadula, Shilagaga.
Where she's naming her baby.
Yeah, and she's all like, these were the almost.
It's like corduroy, Nevaeh.
Yeah, yes.
Well, you know.
No, it's Navy spelled N-A-Y-V-E-E, but an apostrophe on the something. I don't know.
You know, Nevaeh is just heaven backwards.
Bye. No.
Yes. You're not here for Nevaeh? I felt like I had something to tell you and you interrupted me about Howard Stern. Oh. It was the Michael Myers movie in Halloween. Mm. Spoiler alert. The character calls Jamie Lee Curtis grandmother the entire film.
Hello, grandmother.
At least 15 times they say grandmother.
So one of
She's
my...
like, grandmother, are you coming to my National Honor Society meeting?
Oh, like her grandkid?
Nobody says grandmother.
I agree. Here is my deal. One of my deal breakers for a relationship. An absolute no, we're not doing this. Is if you call your parents mother and father.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, mother. What the fuck are you? Yeah. Like some type of like fucking prep school bitch.
Mother.
No. oh, I have to call mother and ask. What the fuck? No.
You sound like this has happened to you recently.
No, it didn't.
What do you call your mother?
Jackie. Jackie? Did you see Jackie and Deborah's Jackie is back?
I saw.
Wow.
I thought.
Nobody even knows what the fuck we're talking about.
How is he going to continue to do Bob's Burgers?
No, I think he's just back for a one night only scotch tape extravaganza.
What?
What?
He had scotch tape just out and about?
What?
Ready?
Yeah.
So have you killed American cheese or put weed up your butt?
Killed American... Oh, killed American cheese. No. Though I do think American cheese is pretty good on a burger.
Wow. You're disgusting.
What's your favorite cheese on a burger?
Any?
Go on.
I kind of like when they put the cheese in the middle of the burger.
Oh my God, speaking of cheese on a burger, so I just went to a wedding, Lisa's, and they wheeled out, before it came out, I smelled it. They brought out
McDonald's
at 10:30 p.m., right when everyone was, whoo, working up a deep sweat on the dance floor. Everyone was kind of, oh, I'm a little hungry. And then I smelled nuggets.
You knew it.
Triggered.
Did yes. you do a...
Did you see the kids
did
saying...
Did you do a... Chicken nugget challenge? No. At Lisa's wedding? Very on brand.
Did you see the kids saying that we invented the mukbang with the chicken nugget challenge?
What the fuck is a mukbang?
Okay.
Tell me. Educate me.
Mukbangs are when you just sit in front of the camera and you eat.
What does mukbang mean?
I don't know. It's something.
And why is that the word?
Mukbang. Meaning. It's a thing that like originated in South Korea.
Okay.
It started as like a live streaming fad. So people would eat their dinner in front of the camera or on a camera and you'd pay to watch them eat. So it's kind of like, and there was a whole,
if you need
there's a
any...
whole thing about this, about how it's because there was, a lot of people were lonely. And so instead of like going
eating
out
alone,
and, yeah,
you have
so they, you would have somebody to eat with. And it's,
you would have to pay to eat with somebody.
Yes. And there are people that make 6-7 figures, honey.
Just eating with people?
Oh, honey, yes. And so now it's become, it's really expanded around the world. And people are doing it now on YouTube videos where they just sit in front of the camera, eat, and tell a story you're talking about. Blah, blah. Yes, that's the thing. So you would think kind of the chicken nugget challenge was kind of the first of its kind.
Well, if we didn't invent the mukbang. Yeah. If you don't need further proof that we're in a simulation.
What? Why?
It's that fucking people are mukbanging.
Oh.
And getting paid to mukbang.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you know my new YouTube channel.
I would
be
not
be sure
watch.
To subscribe.
But, well, I think it's because it's
well,
a, there's
I don't
an ASMR
eat with you either.
There's an ASMR effect
aspect to,
like,
to it.
The why I people thought, listen to us
don't,
talk? I don't
don't
know.
People hate that? Don't people hate like hearing people chew? Isn't that a pet peeve?
I don't know. Maybe, well, apparently not. It's a whole shadoo. Free shavacadoo. It's a whole shavacadoo.
Didn't I tell you a good drag queen name? Freesha Vakadoo?
It's not that good.
It's fresh avocado.
Get there.
Fresh avocado.
No. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Scentbird. Okay, so have you ever had someone come up to you and be all, oh my gosh, what are you wearing? You smell so good. That is such a good feeling. I know. But when you're wearing something good like Gucci or Prada or Versace, you may have great taste, but it can get a little expensive. So I have found a way for you to have great taste, smell good, and save your pocketbook at the same time. All you gotta do is go to scentbird.com because they keep me smelling good month after month. Scentbird has 450 designer brands and you choose one every single month. You get to try exactly the brands you want. It's the real deal. You can get Hugo Boss, Gucci, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole, whatever you like. You try exactly the brands you want and it's kind of like a monthly scent adventure. You choose a perfume, they'll send you a 30-day supply that's 120 sprays so you always smell amazing. And you get free shipping all the time. You can skip the department store and all the pushy salespeople just spraying stuff on you. You get to do exactly what you want. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So you'll get 50% off your first month today. Again, that's only $7.50 for your first cologne. All you gotta do is go to scentbird.com/babbel and use the code Babbel for 50% off your first month. Again, scentbird.com/babbel with the code Babbel. It's scentbird.com/babbel and use the code Babbel. You are welcome in advance. Thank you so much, Scentbird, for sponsoring the podcast and for making me smell good. We love you here over at Psychobabble. Okay, now back to the gossip.
Well, did you hear?
Go on.
I fainted at the Maggie Rogers concert.
Who's Maggie Rogers?
Wow.
Can you list the song?
Oh my God. Maggie Rogers.
Would I know?
You wouldn't, because you have a terrible taste in music.
Got it.
If y'all want good music, go check out Maggie Rogers on Spotify.
As soon as this episode will have come out, I will have gone to the Years and Years concert. I hope it was good.
Me too, same. I will have also been to that concert.
And then I will have also been to the Rufus Du Soul concert.
Well, honey.
I hope that was good.
Let me tell you, don't faint at either.
Okay.
I thought.
Wait, you really fainted? Fell on the floor?
Fell to the ground.
No.
Yes, honey.
That's so dramatic. You did not.
It was during intermission.
Intermission. There's an intermission?
Well, it was like the opener was on, and then the opener was off, and then it was about to start.
What drug were you on?
Nothing. A half a beer. A half a beer.
Did you pop one?
A Trumer's pills.
Did you sniff some glue?
It was a Monday night. I was there, and when I came to, I thought, oh my God.
Were people like, Corey, come back to us?
Well, I was just there with one friend.
Well.
And he was playing a game on his phone and wasn't even taking care of me.
What game? Farmville?
Some game where you have a cup, and the cup, you got to fill it with water, and you got to draw a line to keep the cup up so that the fountain goes in the water.
You lost me.
Does it have a fun game?
Does it have apparently more fun than looking at you faint.
Wow.
Does it have in-app purchases?
Probably.
Love those.
You love an in-app purchase.
Well.
Well, and so then there I was, fainted on the ground.
I just feel like if we're all going to die within, 20 years or something?
They said the Earth has 12 years.
It's like, okay, well then, bitch, I'm spending $99 in Pokemon Go. I'm doing it. I don't care.
Wow.
Okay.
And I still have more Pokemon than you, and I haven't spent a lick of real money.
A lick.
I haven't spent a lick of real money.
Well.
Did you want to talk about new Pokemon?
No.
Why not?
I'm doing pretty well.
Is it because I have more than you?
No.
Once we're done recording, I'll trade you some.
I was in New York the other day, and I was I did a few Mewtwo raids. I beat 3 Mewtwos and I still didn't catch any.
You didn't catch a single one.
Every single ball they escaped out of.
Are you
kidding? And I used candies on all of them.
Did you try doing a curve ball?
Did everything I could possibly be doing.
Did you add
everything?
Berry?
Did the special berries. You know.
So. And then what?
And then I don't have it now. I still don't have it.
Wow.
And everyone in New York is at the raids. Everyone was there talking.
Well, I told you when I caught my Mewtwo, so the girl, one of the girls who was at the raids with me didn't, and she started crying.
That was me.
And I thought, I thought, I have two. Should I just give her one?
You should have. That would have been really sweet.
You know what also is sad? Speaking of sad things.
Huh.
Can you believe I did not win the Mega Millions $1 billion ticket?
Do we know that?
That I didn't win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody won it yet.
No, bitch. This says somebody won.
Who?
It says there's a winner, baby.
I feel like I need to do a PSA about this.
About Mega Millions?
How do people not realize that this ruins your life?
Winning $1 million?
To win the lottery.
Let me win millions of dollars. I dare it to ruin my life. You know what I read,
though? I guess if my life's going to be ruined without the money and with the money, I guess I'd rather have the money.
You know what? Well, right. How's it ruining your life? Actually, I did read an article yesterday.
Let me talk about it for a solid minute.
Go off.
You fucking idiots. Well...
Let's hear it.
Everyone that you've ever known will treat you differently from now on,
bitch,
always, forever.
I will buy new friends. You think I want to be friends with any of you people?
No relationship you will ever have will be based on you.
You think I want to be friends with any of you people?
You people. Your parents will look at you differently as in, oh, well, can you just...
I would tell everyone you get... Well, I'm not telling everyone, and don't hold this accountable. Because
I could
get sued for a verbal agreement.
Here's the truth. If you win the lottery, it is imperative that you tell no one.
Oh, literally. Yeah. Set up a trust.
Nothing has ever been more certain to
just
me.
Just you
that
and
you
your
cannot
accountant.
Tell anyone.
I went into a hole reading articles on, I don't know, probably Forbes.com about how... People are all like, he gave me a verbal agreement that if he ever won the lottery, he'd give me $100,000. And then they sue the person, and then the fucking dumb jury gives them the money.
Yeah, because all the jury would be like, well, I would want that. Because
all the jury's like, if that were me, I would deserve it too.
Well, here's the thing.
Juries are dumb.
Well, thank God then, because Nick buys a ticket every fucking day, and he's all, if I win, I'll give you $1 million.
He'll give you a hot tub?
No. So, okay, so that's the first issue. Yeah. All your relationships are ruined for life.
You could just move to a different country.
Sure, yeah.
Pick up new friends.
Pick up and leave the Earth, I guess.
Oh, bitch, you've been trying to go to space since 2014.
I guess if I won the lottery, I would go to space. For sure.
Good luck with that.
Second reason why this is all going to suck for you if you win.
Let's hear it.
Where is your purpose in life? Your day-to-day purpose of like,
I would have such a good purpose. I'd wake up, I'd say, bitch, that's my chef's name because I'm rich. I say, bitch, make me some breakfast.
Right, okay.
And then I'd go catch some Pokemon. I'd go to the gym. I would think, where should I vacation next?
Well, since you're just describing my current life with no purpose, let me tell you, it's not good.
You have a chef named bitch?
Well, yeah.
Is it you?
It's me. I have a mirror in my kitchen. And I say, hey, bitch. And he says, how to do, sir? What can I make you today?
It's me, Mr. Bug.
No, Mr. Bitch.
Oh,
Mr. Bitch. He's a gimp. in a full, that's what the term is, isn't he?
A gimp?
Yeah, when they wear the full black leather. Look up, Poppy had three of them.
Who's
on
Poppy?
On the red carpet at the Streamies. It's a technical term.
A gimp?
Maybe it also might be problematic.
I don't think that's...
Search gimp costume.
Well, this says a mid-17th century.
Look, bitch.
That's a gimp? That looks like...
It might...
That looks like the human tick.
I'm not saying it's right.
Oh, now I see it. That's not what I was picturing a butler when I was thinking, you can't call a butler a gimp.
I'm looking to see if gimp is a problematic term because heaven help me. But I'm not seeing anything.
I've ever heard gimp used, it was not to describe this thing.
Oh, or my. This person. I'm really about to open something that might not be appropriate.
An SFW?
Yeah. I'm looking up if gimp is a inappropriate term or problematic in any sense. People are not upset about it. And here's the gimp community really, really coming around together to support being called a gimp.
Well, that's nice of them.
That is nice of them. I love my gimp friends.
I love supporting supporting people.
No. I'm on some type of Reddit about web design. GIMP is an acronym. Maybe I'm in the wrong land.
Would you ever fuck a baby? Boomer Gimp. Would you ever fuck a baby boomer Gimp?
I think most Gimps are baby boomers, but not most baby boomers are Gimps.
This actually says baby boomers are between 54 and 74, so I don't know if I've had sex with a baby boomer.
Well, they might not have been a baby boomer then. Oh, wait, they would have been.
One does not age out of baby boomness.
But you can age into Gimpness.
Yeah.
Well...
I know what I'm being for Halloween next year.
A baby boomer gimp?
For Thanksgiving.
A baby gimp or a baby boomer gimp or a boomer gimp?
I'm being a turkey baby boomer gimp for Thanksgiving.
That's got layers.
Yes, it does.
So if you were to make how many layers in a dip?
Seven, usually.
Seven. Okay, so.
Well, if it's a good dip, at least seven.
Okay, so tell me what the layers would be.
And baby boomer turkey? Gimp?
No, the baby. Oh, the, no.
Of just a salad? Just what I'm bringing to.
Okay, no, a seven layer dip has. Okay, we can agree on these things.
My mom makes
sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
Agree or disagree?
Is it a bean dip?
I'm going to make a list. Yes, that's what I'm asking about.
Okay.
Seven layer dip.
We'll start from the bottom, honey.
Okay, what's on the bottom?
Beans.
Okay, beans are number one. And we agree on that. So there's only six left. Once we start disagreeing, it's really going to start to get wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so beans, then?
Lettuce.
I'm going to put that in my maybes. Lettuce is in a maybe. We can agree on sour cream.
Yeah. Well, when are you? I would put the sour cream on top.
I'm not saying where it goes. I'm just saying the seven that we're including.
Cheese,
sure.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes.
Or a tomato / salsa.
Okay, well, it's one or the other, ho.
Some people like
tomatoes.
Some people
it's
like
tomatoes.
Some people like black. You can't have tomatoes and salsa. It's all one.
So we have four things we agree on right now.
Real quick, do you think salsa is a condiment?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
thank you.
What else? Guacamole.
Well, yeah, guac.
So we have five for sure items.
And then did you do cheese?
Cheese is one of them.
Okay.
Well, beans, sour cream, cheese, tomatoes, guac. Those are our five right now.
Did you say salsa?
Salsa? Sure. Okay. Salsa's a sixth then.
Did you say tomatoes?
So then if you have lettuce, that's your seven, bitch.
Bitch, I want black olives.
So
I want.
This is where it all gets dirty.
I want scallions.
Okay. Scallions.
Green onion.
Green onion. Green onions are a scallion.
Well.
Well.
Or is it a shallot or a scallion?
So bitch, now you've got a 9-layer dip.
I don't fuck around.
I guess you can go above 7 layers.
Bitch, I would have a 10-layer dip. Have you thought?
You know, when I was growing up, we had a dessert version of the 7-layer dip called, and my mom called it, and in hindsight, I was what, 6 years old or something? And it was called Better Than Sex Dessert. And I always thought, am I allowed to even request my mom make me Better Than Sex Dessert? You know?
I don't love this story.
Should we call her and ask what's in the Better Than Sex Dessert?
Well, we could try Googling it.
You do that. I'm a call Queen Jackie up. She's not going to answer.
She hasn't been on the podcast in a while.
She's going to think, she's going to answer, who is this? Because, you know, I never call home.
Well, the good news is Better Than Sex Dessert did come right up.
It always does.
And the woman, oh God, if you could see the picture of this woman.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm here with Corey.
Hi, Queen Jackie.
I haven't seen you or heard from you in forever.
I know. You never return my calls.
Oh, yeah. How was the wedding, guys?
Corey didn't go. He had an ear infection. Can you believe?
Oh, my God. You missed the event.
Well, I fainted, and I had an ear infection.
Oh, that's sad.
It was all for attention. Can you relate?
Hey. Watch yourself. I don't do things for attention.
Me neither. Hey, were just talking about, well, I have two questions, really. So, you know, are you familiar with 7-layer dip?
Yeah.
So what are your 7 layers?
Are you talking about 7-layer salad?
No, like a 7-layer bean dip.
Bean dip. Okay, so you've got your
beans.
Refried beans.
Yeah, thank you. You got it.
Then you've got your packet of taco sauce.
What? I was raised in a barn.
So you sprinkle the taco seasoning on top of that.
Sure.
Okay. And then you do onions on top of that.
Okay, well, you've already got two things that are not in our 7-layer dip.
Well, scallions.
Go on.
Then you could put meat on it if you want.
Meat?
Oh, I didn't even consider meat.
Like chicken or beef or steak or what?
Ground turkey.
That's what you would do. We would do hamburger.
Yeah.
And then cheese.
Okay.
And then lettuce.
Oh, she loves lettuce.
I hate lettuce. It gets a little wilted for me, you know?
Oh, my God. Well, what is wrong with you?
That's the trigger? Me not liking wilted lettuce? That's what makes you think what's wrong with me?
You don't like anything that I do.
Okay, he doesn't. Well, that's save it for therapy.
He doesn't eat his fruits or vegetables.
Hey, I guess this wasn't the point of the call. The point of the call was, do you remember the dessert you used to make when I was little?
Better Than Sex Dessert?
Can you believe? How old was I? And was it appropriate for you to be making that?
No, but we changed it to Better Than School. You know that.
Better Than School Dessert?
What's in it?
It's got chocolate chip cookie dough on the bottom because you got to bake it.
It's kind of like a dessert 7-layer dip, right?
No, it's not 7 layers. You got chocolate pudding on that, and then you got cream cheese and whipped cream and sugar mixed together on top of that.
Okay, yum.
And then you sprinkle cookies on top of that.
Sounds like 7 layers to me. So what's the truth?
It's not 7 layers.
I counted, and you had 7 things, so I can't believe we're... Wow.
Better than school.
Better than school. Okay, great. Better than school.
Better than school dessert. We changed it, remember?
Okay. Well, I don't remember that. No, I just remember thinking, I can't ask mom to make Better Than Sex Dessert because this feels weird.
Made that in forever.
I remember going down to the fridge in the basement and because we would keep it down there. And I'd bring a spoon down with me. Bring a spoon down with me and eat in silence in the dark.
Well, I think she should make it for Thanksgiving this year.
Hey, I'm coming home for Thanksgiving. Will you make white chicken chili?
Yeah.
She's got to make manicotti.
Okay, yeah, make manicotti too. We got to go. We're on live on the podcast. Do you have anything to say to the kids?
Oh, you're on the podcast?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Hi, everybody. I bet you miss Queen Jackie, don't you?
Yes, we do.
He needs to fly me in so I can be on the podcast.
See what happens when you win the lottery. He's got to fly you in.
Lottery?
Yes, I won the Mega Millions, and I'm deleting your number.
There's only one person that won that. Did you see that?
We sure did, and it wasn't either of us.
Mom, do you know that it ruins your life to win the lottery?
Well, I'd give it a shot.
If the life's already ruined, you might as well, you know.
I'd give it a shot, and plus it wouldn't ruin mine because I would do good with it.
Mm. Cool. Like what, get a hot tub?
We already have one.
Oh, rich.
Brag.
No, I would help with what we do for a living.
Cool. Okay, well, we gotta go.
What you do for a living.
Uh-huh. Love ya. Oh, are you just saying that I do crack cocaine?
Do you?
Anyway, we gotta go.
All right. I love you, Corey.
Love you, Queen Jackie.
Love you, baby.
Bye.
Listen, hey, one more thing.
Oh, my God.
When you come home, you know, I'm coming home that same day, so okay, I might not be home yet.
Okay, cool. We're live on the podcast. We gotta go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Jesus wow. Christ. She really wants to talk about the calendar.
Well, she loves it.
She listed 14 things on the 7-layer dip. What a witch.
I told you that's how I wanted it. So maybe her and I are soul sisters.
Okay. She's a baby boomer, you know. So. Better than school. Okay, we gotta
better
go.
Better than school dessert.
Later.
That's not time to go
oh,
yet.
Oh, it's not?
No, you've got like a whole nother minute.
Well, then what do you want to talk about? I was disgusted by the thought of her being a baby boomer.
You were disgusted by the idea of me?
Yes.
With her?
Yes.
I could be your father.
Did you see the article? I married my best friend's dad and now I'm her stepmom.
I would love that for us.
I would do that to my villain, or what, my enemy, my nemesis.
My villain.
who's
your nemesis? Nemesis. I'm your nemesis.
Now that, I can see the movie cover for that. Us back to back. Just a couple nemesisters.
Nemesisters.
Namaste. Namaste-sters.
No. No, not a nemesister.
No. Mm-mm. I just started watching High Maintenance. Have you heard of it? Why are you breathing?
Let's name shows that I've told you to watch for years and be like, oh, my good friend Nick taught me to watch this
show. So I'm 17
show.
Seasons
my
in.
My good friend Anthony taught me to watch this
I'm
show.
17 seasons in on Grey's Anatomy. Have you ever heard of it?
I will throw this can of pamplemousse at you.
Where? What?
Right there. Was hiding it behind the pillow.
Fun. Okay, we gotta
go.
So
wait, you didn't
no,
watch?
No.
You didn't watch?
No, and we're gonna leave now.
Oh.
And on that note.
Should we save it for next week?
Save it for next week. Hey, if you guys have a something that should be in your 7-layer dip, tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us your favorite recipes for 7-layer
Because apparently everyone's
dips.
Got their own weird shit. My mom sprinkles taco meat seasoning in hers,
well, yeah,
but that doesn't sound bad.
Well, yeah, like, you know, the seasoning to make tacos. I would just mix that into the meat that she's adding.
Yeah, but, she's a little bit.
A little two birds, one stone.
Yeah. Well, I did just add pumpkin spice to a lot of foods, and I put it on Panda Express.
You know, I didn't catch that.
It was
that.
Good.
I didn't catch that video.
It was a pretty good video. It
you
was
mukbanging.
Yes. It was good on Panda Express. Can you believe?
Pumpkin Panda Express.
Pumpkin spice seasoning on Panda
Speaking
Express
Speaking of having to go and Panda Express, every time I leave recording the podcast, I get the Panda Express at the airport.
What do you mean?
They have one at the airport now.
Did you see that one of the terminals is adding a Jersey Mike's?
What?
I know. I think I sent you a story on Instagram.
I probably ignored it.
Yeah, well.
Well, I sent you a story about Grey's Anatomy on Instagram.
Probably ignored it.
Wow. My nemesis. All right, gotta go. We'll catch you later.
Okay. Namaste.
Who's namaste?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.